This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And desperate acts from desperate people, says President Obama.
ISIL has no ideology of any value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt. They may claim out of expediency that they are at war with the United States or the West, but the fact is they terrorize their neighbors and offer them nothing but an endless slavery to their empty vision and the collapse of any definition of civilized behavior. And people like this ultimately fail.
We will assess how ISIS, or ISIL, as President Obama calls it, is doing, delivering its message, getting the attention of the White House, and making gains on the ground in Iraq in just a moment. Also this hour, we revisit the radically different points of view in incidents like the Michael Brown shooting with award-winning actress and playwright Anna Deavere Smith. Also, award-winning documentary filmmaker R.J. Cutler tries out his directorial skills on a romantic feature, If I Stay, we'll talk to him. And the man who brought yoga to the West, a celebration of the life of B.K.S. Iyengar. But let's look closely at ISIS, or ISIL, that got the attention of the world with the video showing the horrible beheading of American journalist James Foley, someone they had been holding onto since 2012 and demanding ransom for until he became the gruesome star of an ISIS propaganda film. Officials at the White House said a special ops team had tried to rescue Mr. Foley and other hostages during a secret mission this summer, but failed. We turn now to terrorism expert Rita Katz, founder of the Washington, D.C.-based Site Intelligence Group. ISIS, she says, is a complete package. Ideology, army, media strategy, and business model rolled into a single, terrifying global entity.
The bottom line is that we are dealing currently with probably the most dangerous group that exists within the jihadi world, or maybe in general. The brutality of the group, as was discussed yesterday by President Obama in his press conference, is something that cannot be tolerated. But what really struck me the most while I was watching the video 2 days ago was the fact that we have been exposed to these images before. This resembles very much the previous beheadings, the old beheadings that we saw by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the founding father of ISIS, when he beheaded Nicholas Berg back in 2004. And it's just amazing that 11 years later, we are all still exposed to the same images. After all the war on terror that we have been all involved in, we are still exposed to a terrorist organization that the brutality is something we cannot really tolerate or accept. At the same time, the video execution of James Foley really bears a very important element, not only of intimidation, but had also another level, a very important level, and maybe as equal as to the intimidation. And that is of the recruitment for jihad, recruitment of prospective jihadists.
Well, I mean, the original Al-Qaeda was kind of a franchise operation where Osama bin Laden, had this ideology and people were inclined to join, and only very specialized individuals like Mohammed Atta were actually capable of carrying out tactics like 9/11. This seems to have evolved into something almost like a corporation where you've got a business model and the taking of hostages and getting of ransoms. You've got a media outlet in the sense that these are high quality, multi-camera, fully edited videos. And then you've got an organized, army on the ground with modern weaponry and streams of revenue to acquire more weapons. I mean, watching that video yesterday, it occurred to me, next stop, suicide bombings in Mall of America.
Well, that's a threat that I think every person involved in counterterrorism is extremely worried about. The organization that released the video, the media organization of ISIS, is one that is called the Hayat Center, the Life. And it's very important to understand that this is the organization that had one purpose only, and that is the recruitment of Western only. And since it existed, I would say that ISIS, more than any other jihadi group that I can recall, has been investing in Western media outlets. English-speaking magazines, videos featuring suicide bombers from the West, including Canada, Germany, and others. The threat of homegrown that will move and be part of ISIS operation is extremely, extremely alarming. And this is a war that is being fought, John. It's very important to remember, very much online, very much on our social media also, because, you know, with jihadi groups, you can, of course, execute attacks, but without media, without propaganda, without recruitment, a jihadi group will not exist. It needs the support, the grassroots support. It needs the recruitment. And currently, social media is the platform that ISIS is using very aggressively for recruitment.
It occurs to me that we haven't learned any lessons in the war on terror. I mean, going back to Osama bin Laden, he tried to get the U.S.'s attention conducted various terrorist attacks, and eventually with 9/11 got U.S. attention. It seems that ISIS is doing the same thing, ratcheting it up, trying to get full U.S. attention, and is going to escalate this to the point where the U.S. is fully involved, as we were in the Iraq and Afghanistan invasions. And the only way to do that is to have people with U.S. passports and Western passports who can land at JFK Airport and infiltrate the United States. What are we doing to stop that?
Well, that's a great question. I think that at the moment, one of the things that must be realized by Washington and other countries is that drone attacks are not enough. You are fighting here an ideology. You're fighting here an idea. You're fighting here social media campaigns that is being very successful in recruiting all the foreigners. The bottom line is that every country today in the West is asking and wondering, how come that we have so many of our people fighting in Iraq or in Syria? You saw the video. The executor himself has a British accent, and as of now, most likely is from London. That's the latest we hear. This wasn't for no reason that they placed an individual from the West to execute the beheading. For ISIS, it creates a huge media impact. And John, 3 hours after the beheading, Twitter was full with new hashtags, with tweets celebrating this video, celebrating the beheading. The problem is, we are fighting Al-Qaeda and the jihadism for 14 years, at least since 9/11, very aggressively on ground. And that's the funny thing, is that Al-Qaeda is not the most dangerous organization anymore. You're dealing with even more dangerous after Al-Qaeda. This is something that the West must really consider very strongly, because the Al-Qaeda rhetoric, ISIS rhetoric, ISIS propaganda is in the house of many people in the West.
All right, and Rita, let me before we go, one more thought on the recruiting. It seems to me that years ago, going back to 9/11, as you've just referred, that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda was very effective in recruiting disaffected, wealthy, educated Saudi men with no real opportunity in their life, with no real future. They didn't have a place in that society. And boom, they're in Al-Qaeda, and they become the foot soldiers for 9/11. What you're suggesting here is that ISIS is doing the exact same thing, targeting disaffected men in the West, in Europe, who don't have a place in the economy, who don't have a future. And you say that message is going to find fertile ground.
Well, regarding the recruitment, even with Al-Qaeda, it's not only individuals that didn't have their place in the society. The problem is that the power, the media outlets are extremely powerful, and they have various lessons or various messages to their followers. You can find individuals that had very good location in their society. They were part of the community, yet they found themselves going and executing suicide attacks with Al-Qaeda from the West. And so the question is beyond that. The question is, what is so appealing? There are several things that we must consider. Is that one is, what is so appealing when these propaganda And how can we allow this propaganda? How are we going to stop this propaganda from coming into our houses? If you look at our reports, we just recently published a large report, a study, a comprehensive study about even the recruitment of women to Syria and Iraq, part of ISIS operation. Due to the fact that a lot of men are joining their lines, they needed also women. And you'll find a lot of women from the West that are willing to leave everything behind, their family and everything, to move to Syria and work there as a housekeeper just to marry a jihadist and serve him with anything that he needs. The point here is that there is much more to be done. We have not done enough on the online war to stop this. I mean, if this problem will not be dealt on multiple levels, from the recruitment, radicalization, and at the same time in a military operation, the problem might just be something that every country might experience it even worse.
Rita Katz is a terrorism analyst and founder of Site Intelligence Group, which monitors extremist activity online. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.